If you're looking for how to do yoga stretches for back pain, then you are in the right place. Hi, I'm Melissa from Yoga with Melissa, and I offer real yoga for real people. We are all about connection with the teacher and teachings that allow you to connect with your true nature and to a community of people who support each other on a genuine path of spiritual transformation. If you're new here, be sure to subscribe and turn on those notifications because in the month of January of 2018, I am putting out a brand new video like this every single day for our New Year 30-Day Yoga Challenge. So on day 14, we are starting some new classes with props. So day 14 will be how to use a yoga strap. Day 15 will be how to use a yoga block. And then day 16 will be how to use a yoga bolster. So if those videos sound like they are of interest to you, then be sure to subscribe and press that little bell so you don't miss a single video in our 30-day challenge. And also just another tip, below the YouTube video, if you press show more, then there are lots of extra goodies for you in there. So if you're looking for how to do yoga stretches for back pain, then you're in the right place. But first, because I know you love for me to recommend both a short and a long video for you, let me do that first, and then I'll share with you my favorite yoga stretches for back pain. So first, if you're a member, I always have such a hard time choosing from our over 20 value-added content videos for back pain, but I would have to say that my most go-to classes for back pain are the upper and lower back rehydration sequences, which are just under 30 minutes, and they use the soft foam roller because they get into the connective tissues in the lower back and the upper back. So that's one of those things that if you click show more, there'll be a direct link for the members for that in the show notes, and it's only 27 minutes. If you are not a member, then I am going to choose a new favorite, and I love this class. It's Yin Yoga for Back Pain. Now, I don't especially experience low back pain, but I couldn't believe how much better my back felt after teaching this class. It's absolutely an amazing class, so that link is in the show notes as well. Okay, so let's get to my three favorite yoga stretches for back pain. So number one is knee to chest pose. So how do you do this pose? Well, it's quite simple. You're going to lie on your back with both your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. And then you're going to draw your right knee into your chest first, holding on behind your knee, and hold for about 5 breaths. And you're going to repeat on the other side. So how does this work for back pain? Well, it lengthens out the muscles in your low back and it helps to provide some low back pain relief. Number two is keyhole stretch. How do you do it? Well, you lie on your back again with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor, and then you cross your right ankle over your left upper thigh. What you're going to do is you're going to draw your left bent knee into your chest, and you'll feel sensation on the outside of your right leg and into your right buttocks. Again, you'll hold for about 5 breaths and then repeat on the other side. If you're wondering how it works, well, it opens up the low back and it provides relief from stiffness and pain. My third favorite is lunge pose or Anjaneyasana. The way that you're going to do it is you're going to come onto all fours and you're going to walk your left foot between your hands. Press into your left foot and come upright so that there's an opening in the front of your right hip. Again, you'll hold it for about 5 breaths and then you'll repeat it on the other side. The way that it works is that back pain is often caused by poor posture from sitting for long hours in chairs throughout the day. And this pose opens up the front of the body, providing back pain relief. This pose is also known to relieve sciatica. Now, if you're looking for more, then you want to go to melissawest.com/backpain, and then I will send you 8 days of back pain help for yoga. one video a day for 8 days with the best yoga, Ayurveda, self-massage, and breath practices to help you with back pain. Now, if you made it all the way to the end of the class, and I love those people that watch all the way to the end, then put, "These stretches were great for my back pain," and I'll know that you made it to the end in the comments and give you some extra love with those hearts. So thanks so much for pressing that like button. And if you know somebody who would benefit from this video, then please share it with them. And remember to subscribe so you can get our next video tomorrow on how to use a yoga strap. And as I said a few times before, I'm actually an expert on how to use a yoga strap. This is one of my most watched videos on my main channel. And so I'm going to tell you all about that tomorrow. Namaste.